Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
Hello, freak. Thanks for being here. Reach out, Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, or the Charlotte's Morning Mix socials. You know, you used to give me a hassle about Uncrustables. I had two this morning for breakfast, as a matter of fact.
Two Uncrustables?
Yeah.
So basically, just tell me you had two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that you paid way too much for. Mm. Because right now, I have peanut butter at my desk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, some bread. Like, you could have literally made.
Wouldn't have been as good.
Wouldn't
have been as good. I've had them homemade. They're not as good. Wall Street Journal this weekend. I think it was this weekend. The headline, the grown-ups who can't quit Uncrustables. It's actually
our sad people.
A whole article.
Does it say our sad people?
No.
Here's the thing that I find so mind-blowing, and I know I'm a hypocrite as well, but what blows my mind about you is, like, you will fuss and fight over a dime. Like,
oh, yeah, that's true.
To save a penny.
I'm telling you.
Like, it's like, oh, you know, this could be easier for me. This could save my life over here and make my life easier, but it's going to cost me $10 more. Mm-hmm. Yet you will buy a pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
So much
better.
There's,
like, but Uncrustables, aren't they sold frozen?
They are.
Yeah.
So, like, what is convenient about having to unthaw a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Well, that's the beauty about it. It's like you can take it out of your freezer, put it in your car as you're driving into work. By the time you get into work, it's ready to eat.
Wait a minute. No. You're an Uncrustables kid, too?
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
This article,
same with Cooper, yeah.
It talks about how there is a debate in the Uncrustable world about do you eat them frozen, how much unthawed, is it okay to microwave, all those things.
Sir.
I can take them right out of the freezer, eat them.
Straight out of the freezer with your bad teeth?
Yep.
You bite into with your bad teeth.
Scary sometimes.
You bite into a frozen.
Yes.
And it is scary for you. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. But it's a scary fun.
How is that scary fun? Thinking
we could break a tooth today.
I could break a tooth, or this could send a shockwave through my body that's incredibly unpleasant.
Some people toast them. I haven't tried that yet. And some people top them with other toppings. This one guy, though, he's an NFL player. He's a 6'4 guy, weighs 320, and it's a quick way for him to pack in protein and keep his weight on.
You're comparing
an NFL player,
your addiction to Uncrustables to that of an NFL player
guy,
because your lives
protein
are so similar.
Yeah, I gotta get on the scale and
the training,
strong, keep my weight on.
Y'all realize this is radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're everywhere. It says they interview all these, like, you know, people with great jobs, like financial people and people on Wall Street, and they're all eating it.
You're trying to tell me that right now there is a banker.
Yep.
There is a Bank
Absolutely,
of America
there
banker
there is.
Who is going to a board meeting
guaranteed
with an Uncrustable
guaranteed
in his pocket.
Guaranteed. You mocked me, and now I find out the hip, cool people are Uncrustables.
That move you just did that people can't see, that was not hip and cool.
This trash from today. I went with the Cup 2 Uncrustables, and I went with the strawberry, as you can see.
Yeah, those are good. Delish. Those are good.
Delish.
Yeah, those are good. Usually Cooper likes to have the grape one. Mind you, he's 8, but still.
Right?
I mean, I'm a fan of them, too, in a pinch, but, you know.
In a pinch?
Right.
Like, what is it? I will never understand.
I have them for dinner sometimes.
What?
It's a good dinner, man. But I'll do, like, a grape and a strawberry.
Whoa!
Another grape, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
If I have an Uncrustable for dinner, I want you to get help for me.
They're great.
But, I mean, to be
fair.
And
it's not about having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for dinner. I'm not against that. What I can't understand is paying for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's just like going to Whole Foods and buying a pre-sliced apple when you can bite it.
I think
people do get pre-sliced apples.
True. I would have a hard time paying for it if it was just individual, but the fact that you get, like, what? You get 12 in the box.
Right,
and so, like, you're ready to go.
Box.
Yeah.
You can put fruit on. Some people are putting fruit on top of it, or powdered sugar. Some people.
Oh yeah, you can.
So
put,
you're like,
you're dressing your Uncrustable,
making it upscale.
Upscale.
Yeah.
Wow. A couple of raspberries.
It's
on
an
there.
Elevated Uncrustable.
Oh, you see the. You know, what would be really nice is if you had the Uncrustable and then put the peanut butter on the outside, and then if you had some fruit chips or like fruit or even chips.
Man, or chips
this is making me
chips
hungry.
Is possible.
And then you put it on top of it and then eat it that way. I can see that.
Yeah, people don't even know.
I'm
what
sorry.
Missing.
No.
You haven't tried it, so don't knock it.
Ramona's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
It is the Morning Mix, and it's Matt and JD. And
you know what is not cool?
What's not cool?
Rage.
Oh, rage?
Rage.
Against the machine.
Oh, my gosh. We're seeing so much rage.
Really?
So much rage. And I don't know if after the pandemic, we're just more likely to put our hands on another human in anger, or we just have phones and we're catching everything.
Well, I think that's it.
I think it's a combination, honestly, because we had the Romper Stomper in Pittsburgh. I don't know if you've seen that video. It's on the Matt Ramona page right now. It's a young woman in cowboy boots and a romper defending her mother.
Oh, I did see that.
At a porta potty.
Oh. Yes.
And
at
this
a porta
woman
potty.
Is like, I All swear, in. I hope that she is in law enforcement someday.
Yeah, she's tough.
They have named her the Romper Stomper.
The Romper Stomper.
Also, over the weekend, we saw some poor worker at an airport getting pummeled. Why? Because he blew his whistle too many times at someone who should be moving their car while loading up a passenger.
Jeez.
And then here in Charlotte, South End, my Lord.
Yeah.
A brawl outside of a bar where the people involved in the brawl, after they finished with their altercation, hopped into a pickup truck and drove down the light rail tracks.
They did indeed. Yes. Yes. I don't know how they didn't go. I can't really tell how far they went.
They went at least an exit or two down the tracks.
Yeah,
because
fair.
At one point, and the video is on my page, Ramona Holloway. At one point, you see them in the fight. You see them jump in the truck. Yeah. You see the truck get on the tracks. And then the video then continues because you have other people who had their phones out because they're waiting for the train.
Right.
And they see a pickup truck come.
Jump on in, guys.
So I was looking at, like, why? What's causing all the rage? What's causing all the rage? You know the number one reason for at least road rage?
Impatience?
Heavy traffic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Hello!
Well, that makes sense.
Hello.
The more people around, the more likely percentage of a rage person.
But
the more cars, more people, more rage.
Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way.
No.
It's traffic. You know what happens? Traffic. You know where it happens? On the roads.
Yeah.
So if you're on the roads, sometimes traffic.
And also, you know, you got to just give people a little break once
a
in a while.
A little grace.
I try to imagine that, well, not my mom. If my mom were driving, that'd be a problem because she's dead. But I try to imagine my dad is driving.
Oh, good Lord.
Like, I don't know who's driving up there.
Right,
give
right.
them a little my break mom, if they cut me off or something.
I don't remember who it was. My mom, you know, she had dementia. And I was on the air in the afternoon when I got a direct message from a listener who saw my mom involved in a car accident on Wilkinson Boulevard. Y'all know in that little Cramerton area in front of Burger King. Mm-hmm. Those from Gaston County know where I'm talking about. Near Christmastown and the Burger King. And I tried to call my mom after I got the message, but Matt, you know, my mom kept her phone off.
She didn't answer,
Because
it's off.
Yeah. Because she didn't want to run down the battery. We had the conversation.
That was, pre-dementia, too.
You know, in hindsight, it was 20, not pre-dementia.
Oh.
In hindsight, we were ramping up.
Oh.
In hindsight. But the problem at when I finally talked to my mom, she called me to tell me about the accident. The police had just arrived, and she was happy that the police arrived because she was about to lay unholy hands on the driver who hit her. Now, she was hit from the rear. She doesn't believe it was her fault. She never believed it, but I know she was making some really weird traffic decisions at that point.
Yeah.
We were looking at the keys then. Like, really? You're going to beat up? But you don't know. So number one is heavy traffic. Number two, the number two reason why we're raging, already feeling stressed out about something else.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're already at a 7. This gets you to a 10.
Running late, number 3. Number 4, same thing. Which the same as already feeling stressed, which is already feeling angry.
Oh, yeah. All like running late and running angry and all stressed.
And then the last top reason for feeling road rage is you're tired. Most of this is on you. It has nothing to do with the traffic.
Yep. You're not going to go from a 1 to a 10 usually. Yeah.
So what can I do? If I'm the person who's just out there like this morning, just hit a broken traffic light.
Okay. Yeah.
I can say traffic happens. I can not beat my horn. Mm-hmm. I cannot make threatening gestures with my hands. I cannot yell things out the window that might be considered rude.
Yeah, that's never
and
smart.
And I can also not react in any way. I can give the other person a break.
Yep, and yourself a break.
Yeah.
Because they're only going to lead to bad things. Rage.
Yeah.
Rage leads
De-escalate.
To bad things.
De-escalate.
De-escalate.
De-escalate. De-escalate. That's our word for the day. And please join me this Saturday. We are cheering on the Charlotte Knights against the Durham Bulls. And it's Strikeout ALZ Night with Mix 107.9.
Good morning. All righty. Grab an Uncrustable and hit us up on the socials.
Or not. No. Or just get some bread.
Oh by
and
the way.
And a knife.
Yeah, no. I should also mention...
you can spread it with a fork or a spoon. I mean,
you can go crazy. I went crazy at the Matthews Alive Parade. Believe it or not, Ramona, I walked the parade. I did not ride in the car. And our old friend Brad believes I may be the first radio personality in the history of the station to walk and not ride in the parade. And I might have embarrassed my friends and family because I kind of marched the whole time.
I saw some pictures of you, and there's one on the Matt Ramona Facebook page if you want to check it out.
Matt Harris page,
it looks like you were marching kind of like preschoolers do. You know what
exactly
I mean?
Exactly what I thought.
We are going to potty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you were playing the cleanup game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clean up.
And then...
It's like straight out of Gracie's Corner.
and then on the Matthews Mint Hill Weekly.
Oh, did you make Matthews Mint Hill Weekly?
That, yes. It says Matt Harris marches to his own
to the
beat.
To beat of his own damn drum.
To his own beat.
You know what that means? What a weirdo. That's a nice way of saying, like, bless his heart, yep. What a weirdo.
Yep. Bless his own beat. Yep.
Marching in front of or behind a band?
No,
between
he was
the band and the van. Yeah.
Okay, so after the band, after an actual marching band, here comes Matt Harris marching next to the radio station van.
Sometimes I was pretending I was playing a drum. Sometimes I was dancing.
It was like one of the lollipop kids, like, walking into
people,
Oz.
Hey!
I wish I could have seen that in person.
Yeah, it would have been good.
And then I got lost trying to find my car at the end of the parade.
Of course you did.
I had to text
which
my
is
boss.
Which is why he was not allowed to drive said vehicle. I also believe he wasn't allowed inside the vehicle.
Yes.
But he wants to think that he's the first one to walk it.
I am. I am
he's the first one that the driver said, please don't make me ride this whole thing with this man.
Yes.
He's a weirdo.
I had to text the boss and my friend Brad and like, I'm wandering around Matthew. Does anybody know where the start of the parade was?
Did you really have to text for help?
Yes. Yes, I did. I was lost.
What did they say back? Like when they write back, was just
like, how does someone else tell you how to find your car?
Well, they're familiar with Matthews, was my theory. Let's see here.
I think moving forward, you should take a picture of where you're parked.
He does that.
Send it to a friend, and then, like, when this incident happens, they can say, no, it's parked right here. That's kind of like what we do at Disney. We take a picture of where we park.
Well, yeah, but there's no real... It was the Harris Teeter.
And he's supposed to remember what his car looks like? Come on, JD.
It was Harris Teeter Corporate. Turns out there's two Harris Teeter Corporates.
Oh, okay.
And I texted to my boss and Brad, I am so lost. Where was the beginning of the parade? And the Harris Teeter I parked in. I am lost. Help. I am a dummy.
Please send me a copy of that text. Screenshot it and send it to me. You know why? I would like to just look at it and laugh later. And also share it with my friends. Oh, Matt Harris. That's just so you.
It is so me. Okay, anyway, reach out to us.
And if you see Matt wandering around, pick him up. Pick him up.
Right. He needs a ride.
Find out where he needs to go. He's the man who has gotten lost jogging in his neighborhood.
That's true.
Like coming around for the second time, like, oh, hey, yeah, sir, I've seen you jog past here before. This isn't your suite, your street, sweetie. This isn't your street.
It's true. Rona,
It would be funny if I was just making this up.
No, this is all real.
I wish it wasn't. I forgot about it because I don't even think anything about myself being a dummy. So I forgot about it right now. Anyway, Rona Holloway, Matt Harris, Charlotte's Morning Mix, all that on Instagram and Facebook, et cetera. And we'll talk soon.
Always streaming live at Mix1079.com, the free Mix app, and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 1079.